The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you on this Wednesday, 20 November 2019. What did you all think about that? You know, you've heard me on the air, gosh, talking about inner city ghetto kids, billions of dollars, black politicians up there in the inner cities. Everything is black. City council's black. The mayor's black. Everybody's black. But nobody is getting ahead. The schools are falling apart. That doesn't even keep the kids in school. And we've got a real problem in this country that's not being addressed in the correct way. I got a funny feeling. I just got this feeling that Frank is going to make an impact. Mr. Murphy is going to make an impact. And I'm hoping that other people of means and notoriety jump on board with this guy. That's why I kept dropping Michael Irvin there, because I know if he got a hold of Michael Irvin, these two would get along like two peas in a pod. And Michael is not shy. He's got a big mouth. And everybody can hear him when he talks. At any rate, you know, I have Steve Elkins called me today. And I'm sitting there, and I'm on the computer researching stories and reading and this, that, and he calls me. And he said, "You watching this?" I said, "Watching what?" "Oh, you watching the proceedings?" I said, "I haven't watched 1 minute of those impeachment hearings. Not one. Because it's all show. It's nothing but show and blow. That's all that it is. There's nothing substantive about this at all." You know, I admittedly... Donald Trump is an easy man to dislike, but that's not why they're doing it. This isn't personal to them. It's because, well, the guy came along and interrupted our heavenly march to socialism in this country. You know, we don't think we got Barack Obama for 8 years for nothing, do you? That was a nice warm-up. Well, impeach the government? How about rogue agencies have been abusing their powers for decades? And I've talked a lot about this. What did Alexander Hamilton say? It says, when a man unprincipled in private life, desperate in his fortune, bold in his temper, despotic in his ordinary demeanor, known to have scoffed in private at the principles of liberty, when such a man is seen to mount the hobby horse of popularity, to join the cry of danger to liberty, to take every opportunity of embarrassing the general government and bringing it under suspicion, to flatter and fall in with all nonsense of the zealots of the day, it may justly be suspected that his object is to throw things into confusion, that he may ride the storm and direct the whirlwind. Yeah, I agree with that. By all means, let's talk about impeachment. To allow the president or any rogue agency, government agency, or individual to disregard the rule of law whenever, wherever, and however it chooses to operate above the law is exactly how a nation of sheep gives rise to a government of wolves. And stop and digress here for a second. What are they doing? They're going right back to the government that screwed all of us. Excuse me? That's called dependency. You're in a mental prison. You better free yourself. Free yourself. God Almighty, free at last. There is a condemnation of every government toady at every point along the political spectrum, right, left, and center, who has conspired to expand the federal government's powers at the expense of the citizenry. That's right, you and me. For too long now, the American people have played politics with their principles and turned a blind eye to all manner of wrongdoing when it was politically expedient, allowing Congress, the White House, the judiciary to wreak havoc with their freedoms and act in violation of the rule of law. Folks, I was watching television today. The guy's name is Tom Brady. He's a Republican. That's why that name stuck. I heard in the background, oh, we'll have Tom Brady up next. Tom Brady, talk about what, the impeachment hearings? What's Tom Brady as a football player? Well, not the same Tom Brady. He's a Congress critter. And he's on there for 2.5 minutes, and he managed to call this country a democracy 3 times in that 2.5 minutes. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I think some lines should be drawn, and one of the lines that should be drawn is not to disrespect the office that you ran for, the people that believed enough in you to put you in that seat of admitted power and influence, and you not occupy that seat in good faith? Oh, that's a lawyer's term, operating in good faith. How can you operate in good faith when you're confused about your obligations and your duties as being one of those Congress critters when you do take the seat? And what do you have to do to get there? Well, you have to do the little pledge, don't you? I solemnly swear, to uphold that Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Not this democracy. Folks, I'm not joking about this. I'm going to find some volunteer help on it. I'm not going to send emails. I'm not going to do robocalls to my Congress critters. Now, I'm going to send them each a letter. Every one of them. And I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're Republican. This letter is going to be very short but very sweet. Calling this other than what it is, that's a sign of treason. Gee, do you think I might have the FBI crawling up my backside over that one? Maybe. Maybe I ought to send the FBI a letter as well. How can you be a representative in this government when you don't even know what the government is? Ooh. And you know that's one of my pet peeves, folks. We the people, well, we're paying the price for it now. We are paying the price every day that we allow the government to continue to wage its war on the American people. A war that's being fought on so many fronts with bullets and lasers and surveillance cameras and license plate readers and intimidation and propaganda and court rulings and legislation and the collusion of every bureaucrat who dances to the tune of corporate handouts while the government's payroll, and most effectively of all, with the complicity of the American people who continue to allow themselves to be easily manipulated by their politics, distracted by their pastimes, and acclimated to a world in which government corruption is the norm. Not the exception, folks, the norm. Don't keep falling for the deep state ploys. And who's the deep state? You've heard me bring that up before. Who's the deep state? Not these stage actors that you're seeing in Washington, D.C. right now. It's not Comey. It's not Brennan. These are the actors. There is something deeper, darker, and more insidious behind this. This entire impeachment process is a manufactured political circus. It's a shell game aimed at distracting the public from the devious treachery of the American police state, which continues to lock down the nation and strip the citizenry of every last vestige of constitutional safeguards that have historically served as a bulwark against tyranny. Has Trump overstepped his authority and abused his powers? Without a doubt. Then again, so did Presidents Obama, Bush, Clinton, and almost every other president before them. Trump's not the first president to weaken the system of checks and balances, sidestep the rule of law, and expand the power of the presidency. He's just the most recent. If we're being honest and consistent in holding government officials accountable, you'd have to impeach almost every president in recent years for operating above the law, unbound by the legislative or judicial branches of the government. When we refer to the rule of law, that's constitutional shorthand for the idea that everyone is treated the same under the law. Everyone is held equally accountable to abiding by the law, and no one is given a free pass based on their politics, their connections, their wealth, their personal wealth, or their status, or any other bright line test used to confer special treatment on the elite. When the government and its agents no longer respect the rule of law, that being the Constitution, or believe that it applies to them, then the very contract in which the relationship is based becomes invalid. Although the Constitution requires a separation of powers between the executive, legislative, and judicial, in order to ensure accountability so that no one government agency becomes all-powerful, each successive president over the past 30 years has, through the negligence of Congress and the courts, let's not leave them out, expanded the reach and the power of the presidency by adding to his office list of extraordinary orders, directives, and special privileges. All of the imperial powers amassed by Barack Obama and George W. Bush to kill American citizens without due process, to detain suspects indefinitely, to strip Americans of their citizenship rights, to carry out mass surveillance on the American people without probable cause, to suspend the laws during wartime, to disregard laws which he might disagree, to conduct secret wars and convene secret courts, to sanction torture, to sidestep the legislatures and the courts with executive orders and signing statements, to direct the military to operate beyond the reach of the law, to operate a shadow government, and to act as a dictator and a tyrant above the law and beyond any real accountability. We're inherited by Donald Trump. These presidential powers acquired through the use of executive orders, decrees, memorandums, proclamations, national security directives, legislative signing statements, and which can be activated by any sitting president, enable past, present, and future presidents to act as a dictator by operating above the law and beyond the reach of the Constitution. Yet in operating above the law, it's just not the president's become a law unto himself. The government itself has become an imperial dictator, an overlord, or a king, if you will. This is what you might call stealthy, creeping, silent, slow-motion coup d'etat. This abuse of power has been going on for so long that it's become the norm. The Constitution be damned. There are hundreds, make that thousands, of government bureaucrats who are getting away with murder, in many cases literally, simply because the legislatures, courts, and the citizenry can't be bothered to make them play by the rules of the Constitution. Unless something changes in the way we deal with these ongoing, egregious abuses of power, the predators of the police state will continue to wreak havoc on our freedoms, our communities, and our very lives. It's the nature of the beast, folks. Power corrupts. Worse, as a 19th century historian, Lord Acton, concluded, absolute power corrupts absolutely. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about a politician, an entertainment mogul, a corporate CEO, or a police officer. Give any one person or government agency too much power and allow him or her to believe that they're entitled, untouchable, will not be held accountable for their actions, and those powers will eventually be abused, as we're seeing it over and over and over and over again today, folks. We're seeing this dynamic play out every day in communities across this country. A cop shoots an unarmed citizen for no credible reason, yet gets away with it. A president employs executive orders to sidestep the Constitution and gets away with it. A government agency spies on its citizens' communication and gets away with it. An entertainment mogul sexually harasses actors and actresses and gets away with it. The U.S. military bombs civilian targets and gets away with it. Abuse of power, folks. This is what we're talking about. And the ambition-fueled hypocrisy and the deliberate disregard for misconduct that makes those abuses possible. Works the same whether you're talking about sexual harassment, government corruption, or the rule of law. 20 years ago, this guy was a lawyer for Paulo Jones, who sued then-President Clinton for dropping his pants and propositioning her for sex when he was governor of Arkansas. That lawsuit gave rise to the revelations about Clinton's affairs with Monica Lewinsky, a 21-year-old intern at the White House, and his eventual impeachment for lying about it under oath. Well, they got impeached. They didn't pull him out of office. As Dana Milbank wrote for the Washington Post at the time, we didn't know at the time, of course, but in Bill Clinton were the seeds of Donald Trump. Wow. With 20 years of hindsight, it is clear Clinton's handling of the Monica Lewinsky affair was a precursor of the monstrosity we now have in the White House. And this is coming, I'll remind you, from, that's right, the Washington Post. So anyhow, it doesn't matter what starts us down this path, whether it's president insisting that he get a free pass for sexually harassing employees or waging wars based on invented facts or attempting to derail an investigation into official misconduct. If we continue down this road, there can be no surprise about what awaits us at the end. That's why I read that thing yesterday on Venezuela, what happened in one generation. They were the second richest country on this planet, just about. And inside of one generation, what happened to them? A country is in absolute chaos, 40, 50,000 citizens dead, and it's still going on. This tale has been told time and time again throughout history, and how easy it is for freedom to fall and tyranny to rise. And it often begins with one small, seemingly inconsequential willingness on the part of the people to compromise their principles. This is why I went off on Chick-fil-A yesterday. Do you know, folks, do you know that when Chick-fil-A came under fire from the lesbians, gay, bisexuals, transsexuals, what else did they add in there, Mike? Queer. We don't want to leave anybody out. People were lining up in cars. Not your normal, it's dinner time at McDonald's lines. No. Round the block lines to go get one of their chicken sandwiches. Because that was their vote of approval of what Chick-fil-A did. Well, what did Chick-fil-A just do? They kicked those very same people right into NADS, didn't they? For the money. Principles be damned, we want to open up new markets, so, we're going to take it easy on the gays and the lesbians and the queers and the people in rubber raincoats that are hawking your children right now. We're just going to ignore all of that. I will never eat another Chick-fil-A nugget or a sandwich for the rest of my life. I'm going to vote with my dollar. See, folks, this thing about right-left, Democrat versus Republican, liberal versus conservative, all this goes away. All they have to do is get out that piece of paper, the United States Constitution, and read it and abide by it and get your hands off my itty-bitty. Don't you dare color outside those lines no more. Folks, have you considered what's going on? You've seen where it's gone in the last decade? You've seen where it's gone in the last 5 years. Where do you think this is going to be in another year, in another 5 years? And I feel sorry for people that voted for Donald Trump and they cast this guy as the character that walks on water and he's going to cure all the ills. I'll tell you who cures the ills of the country, and that's the people that are supposed to be the government, and that is you and I.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine.
800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Been a very quiet day today. That must be because people are contemplating what I've been talking about. Well, say an interview can make or break a man. This guy. Well, he stuck his foot in it. Britain's Prince Andrew halts public duties over Epstein controversy. Well, say it ain't so. Yeah, he's under fire, all right. From Andy Bruce and Michael Holden for Reuters. Britain's Prince Andrew stepped down from public duties on Wednesday, saying the controversy surrounding his ill-judged association, that's what it was. See, about the thing about accepting responsibility when you get caught? Who, me? No, it wasn't me. Surrounding his ill-judged association with the late U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein and caused major disruption to the royal family's work. I bet it did. I can tell you the Queen was squeezing bullets out there for a while. Andrew, Queen Elizabeth's second son, denies the allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl procured for him by his friend Epstein, who killed himself in a U.S. prison in August while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Epstein didn't kill himself. This meme, by the way, is spreading even faster and further. Tell me the public doesn't smell a rat. This scandal escalated since Andrew's rambling explanations on the disastrous BBC TV interview, by the way, which we have on the website. If you missed it, watch the man squirm. And you can tell he's not an accomplished liar because he doesn't have to lie that much because he's royalty. The royalty doesn't lie. But he tried, and he failed miserably. A 5-year-old could have picked it out. Well, this interview aired on Saturday left many viewers incredulous, and his apparent lack of compassion for Epstein's victims drew widespread condemnation. As the story dominated news headlines for a fourth day and a slew of businesses distanced themselves from the organizations and charities associated with the prince, he said he'd step down from public life for the time being and speak to police about Epstein. Really? For the time being? Oh, Princey dude, I think your reign is pretty much over. Yeah, go talk to the cops. And then you're going to have to do more bad jobs at lying. It's become clear to me over the past few days that the circumstances relating to my former association with Epstein has become a major disruption to my family's work, he said in a statement issued by Buckingham Palace. Therefore, I have asked Her Majesty if I may step back from the public duties for the foreseeable future. I don't know how good your eyesight. I could see a long ways, and I don't see you back in the picture. Of course, I'm willing to help any appropriate law enforcement agency with their investigations if required. How many police agencies do you think are going to require this guy to do anything but sit down and shut up? That's what's going to happen with this. Because everybody is treating this Epstein deal, everybody's scared to death of it. Because who and what it involves? Who was Jeffrey Epstein? What was he doing to our politicians in Washington, D.C.? You know, I would venture a guess. Monica Lewinsky? I think she might have been one of Epstein's clients to get something on Billy Boy. It's possible. Andrew's conduct has overshadowed much of the political campaign for Britain's parliamentary election due to take place next month. In a televised debate on Tuesday night, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the monarchy was beyond reproach, while opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the institution needs a bit of improvement and that there were questions to be answered. Wow. Andrew, widely reputed to be the favorite of the Queen's three sons, has been under scrutiny over his friendship with Epstein for the past several years. This isn't anything new. He quit as Britain's roving trade ambassador in 2011 after being lambasted for his links to the financier after he was jailed in 2008 for child sex offenses. On ABC, well, we're not going to do this latest story. Who's Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah. Who are you? Who are you? In his BBC interview, he categorically denied the sex claims and gave a series of explanations as to why her account was not true, such as not being able to sweat and being in a pizza restaurant in the suburban town of Woking, provoking derision and ridicule in newspapers and social medias. Gosh. You know, maybe you should move to Jersey. Everything's legal in Jersey as long as you don't get caught. No callers? Wow. I think we should play music for the next half hour until somebody calls in. No? Or I play a bunch of clips of stuff that I don't even care about for the next half hour? We'll break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
Being a little crazy today is actually, in my world, is being more sane. James in Kansas. Hello, James.
When you ask for donations by mail, you say to mail it to RBN. I've mailed stuff to RBN, and the post office has returned it to me. So then I cut it up and sent it back to you within another envelope where I said republicbroadcasting.net or anyway, so you might get more donations if you say something like Republic. Say, you know, don't just use the initials RBN because the post offices, I guess they're too arrogant to try and figure out that, you know, that RBN's initials for
James,
your enterprise.
James, how long ago was that?
Well, 2 months ago.
I had a little talk with the manager with the post office across the street. These are the same people that didn't want to deliver my mail to me, and they were throwing it in a basket underneath a counter. I didn't receive mail for an entire month.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, they have been made aware that if they, you know, what do they do with letters that they can't read? You know, they can see the address and they can see the zip code. They still deliver it. There were a few people. There's a few people over there, James, that really didn't like me that much.
Really? I bet there's a lot of people that don't like you. But the people that do like you real well.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right, bye.
Kenny Lou. Hello. What? Well, you put Lou in there, period. I thought it was somebody's name, like Mary Lou. God. Kenny in Louisiana. Hi, Kenny.
Louisiana. L.A.
There you go. Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama. We're upper Alabama.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just curious what you decided about the Nickerson deal going on out there. Did you decide whether they were shysting everybody or it's legit or how?
I heard
the interview with the Bundy feller.
Yeah.
What was your decision? What did you come
to? I'm still talking to Mark Anderson. He's still digging into it. I'm still talking to other people. The conclusion I've come to so far, both sides screwed up. Both sides did.
Okay.
So
I was just curious, were they asking for donations on their website previous to this repossession?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Are they asking for donations now?
I don't know. I haven't been able to get on because their
website. These people are not poor. They are not poor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, I had things going through my mind at first. I felt real bad for them. Then I go, well, are they shysting this all? Or you know, what's going on? And I just really hadn't got a confirmed deal on it, so I thought I'd call and ask you.
Well, and I appreciate the inquiry because I haven't brought it up in a couple of days. That's because we're still looking at it. Okay. The property is not in their hands, but the Nickersons are intact. A little wear for the worst, I'm sure, but they've got their other place, and I don't even know if they're still out there in Idaho or not. But they have turned down a lot of good advice from people that I personally know that were trying to help them, and they couldn't provide anything to them in order for them to help them. You know, you got to help yourself. Help me, help you. You know, the old Jerry Maguire line: "Help me, help you. Help me, help you." You know.
Right.
It's in a situation right now that this all has to be peeled back, and the wrongs to be righted, I should say. And according to the Nickersons, they were up to snuff on the property taxes and their payments and all that other stuff. PHH, from what I've been able to determine, were really not the mortgage holders, but Chase sold the mortgage off. So who does it belong to? They don't leave 50 acres of prime property float out there for nothing. So somebody had to have claimed it, and those are the people that need to be asked the important question. And you bought this property from whom? You assumed a mortgage from whom? And then start peeling this thing back. It's going to take some time. I don't think they're going to be ending up on the bad end of the stick on this one, but it's going to be a long haul to get it back. Kenny, that's my personal opinion.
Okay, I was just curious about it. And we'll be praying for them and hope it's all for the best. And anyway, John enjoyed the interview earlier. That first hour, that was really great.
You know, now is the time for men to start talking and having real conversations, and that is what has not taken place in this country.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got a lot of negative influences out there. And this seems to be what the younger people are gravitating to. And it ain't good. It is not good.
Yes. Yeah, we've all got to man up and start learning more. And I'm learning a lot just listening to your station. It's wonderful.
Well, I appreciate
anyway,
that.
I'll let you go. You have a good evening. Thank you.
That's why we're here, Kenny. Any other calls? That's it? That's it? Do I have to put out any more bad news here? California. David DeLaden and the Center for Medical Progress undercover investigators have been found guilty of multiple crimes and must pay millions in damages to Planned Parenthood for the work they did in exposing organ harvesting on aborted babies. Whew. The jury of nine men and one woman, Nine men and one woman. He didn't even get a full jury here. Released its verdict Friday afternoon, last Friday, after deliberating less than 2 days, even though the landmark civil trial took 6 weeks. The total amount awarded to Planned Parenthood is over $2 million, according to the Thomas More Society, which includes punitive and compensatory damages, as well as attorney fees. Local San Francisco reporter Helen Christofi tweeted from the courthouse that the punitive damages totaled $870,000. Wow. Well, here's a real skinny on this one. David DeLeiden, the founder of the Center for Medical Progress, CMP, pro-life organization, published undercover videos in 2015 of Planned Parenthood officials negotiating the sale of baby parts that sparked congressional hearings and a Department of Justice investigation into the abortion provider. In retaliation, the Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit accusing David DeLeiden, CMP, and its members with illegally taping, fraud, and racketeering. Judge William Orrick III, who has ties to Planned Parenthood, refused to disqualify himself and refused to allow the First Amendment free speech defense. A jury awarded Planned Parenthood over $2 million that includes punitive and compensatory damages as well as the attorney fees. Pro-life defense lawyers will appeal, telling reporters outside the courtroom the process was unfair. DeLeiden and Merritt are also facing 14 felony counts of illegal taping under California's anti-eavesdropping law. Really? Isn't that just special? God. Georgie Soros. George. The source on this is Judicial Watch. And what they put out was pretty astounding. The vast George Soros network. He's born in Hungary, became a naturalized citizen of the United States in 1961, made his fortune managing hedge funds and investments worldwide. In February 2017, Forbes magazine estimated his net worth at $25.2 billion, ranking him as the 19th wealthiest individual in the world. And he created his Open Society Foundations, the OSF, in 1979. According to the group's website, OSF has contributed $1.5 billion to groups inside the United States alone. DiscoverTheNetworks.org has stated that the OSF has funded 199 organizations in the United States, and an additional 7 American groups have been funded indirectly by contributions from other Soros-funded groups. That's to kind of launder it, in a way. In late 2017, Soros transferred $18 billion, the bulk of his personal wealth, to OSF. In one fell swoop, Soros transferred to OSF made the group second only to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in the value of its U.S. assets. Now, here comes the direct U.S. political involvement and funding of the left-wing candidates. Soros' direct political activity began during the 2004 campaign cycle. He contributed just over $25 million to various liberal and Democratic Party groups working to defeat then-President George Bush in his re-election. Since then, Soros has continued to make large personal contributions to leftist candidates for national office, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Recently, new evidence of Soros' ongoing involvement in supporting left-wing candidates came to light. Soros personally donated $408,000 to a political action committee that supported Cook County, Illinois state's attorney, Kim Fox. Remember that name? That's the woman who made headlines when she dropped felony charges against actor Jesse Smollett. Or, I'm sorry, Jussie. Isn't that special? Jussie. Who was accused of fabricating a hate crime. Smollett claimed he was attacked in Chicago by two masked men who shouted racial and homophobic slurs, beat him, poured bleach on him, and then tied a rope around his neck. He blamed the attack on white Trump supporters. Smollett's entire story was a fabrication, apparently created by the actor in order to make headlines and increase his visibility as he negotiated his TV contract. When the hoax was uncovered, prosecutors charged him with 16 felonies, but Fox dropped all the charges. Yep, gotta pick them winners out there, boy. Soros continues to contribute lavish sums to left-wing Democrats in races for justice-sensitive posts, including prosecutors, state's attorneys, district attorneys, and a growing number of states across the U.S. How do you turn it blue? Just ask Mr. Soros. Well, where does other money from Soros go to? Groups receiving funds from OSF are universally progressive in their philosophy. Some recipients cover the full range of radical and progressive causes, including the American Civil Liberties Union, the Brookings Institute, the Center for American Progress, Common Cause, and, of course, Planned Parenthood. Other groups receiving support from Soros Network, they include Anti-Israel, Al-Haq, Amnesty International, Arab American Institute Foundation, the New Israel Fund, Anti-Conservative Judicial Appointments, that being Alliance for Justice, Anti-Educational Choice, American Federation of Teachers, Pro-Abortion Rights, Catholics for Choice, Center for Reproductive Rights, and National Women's Law Center. I ain't done. Soros support also goes to groups, as I said, that issues that are extremely important to Judicial Watch, illegal immigration, and honest elections. Here's a partial list of open border and pro-amnesty groups that have received money from the OSF. American Voice, that's the pro-comprehensive immigration reform. American Bar Association Commission on Immigration Policy opposes law that require employees and persons providing education, health care, and other social services to verify citizenship or immigration status. American Immigration Council, pro-amnesty. American Immigration Law Foundation, legal actions in support of amnesty. Brennan Center for Justice, legal actions, pro bono support to activists, media campaigns. Cassidy, Maryland, radical state lobbying organization for amnesty and expanded rights for illegal aliens living in Maryland. Illegals living in Maryland. They should move to Jersey. Everything's legal as long as you don't get caught. Well, 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 here's my chocolate lady from British Columbia. Hello, Brenda.
Oh, you said chocolate.
Yeah, what do you think I said?
I think you said chocolate.
Oh, okay. All right. By the way, my secretary had a question. How old are these chocolates?
Oh, they're vintage.
Uh-oh. I just put one in my mouth. Okay. Well, I did see other ones in there, and I bit down on one of them, but you know what? It was as hard as a rock.
Oh, I know. Sorry about the rocks, but I'm glad that you received it. We just tracked it tonight, and I'm glad that you have it. And when you told me that the post office, when you told our audience that the post office was delaying your mail, I got a little bit concerned. So I just wanted to give you a happy humbug moment.
Well, I appreciate it. And folks, what we're talking about here, she had sent me a package, and wrapped up in this is all the foil-covered coins. But underneath all of those, she sent me down, and these are beautiful. They just are absolutely beautiful. Canadian maple leaves, 1 ounce, silver rounds, beautiful. You sent me 12 of them. Thank you, dear lady. Thank you.
You're welcome, John. I listen to you every day. Your RBN broadcast is special to me. And I have to do my bit. Well, I hope everyone does too.
I hope they do as well. We're in a jam, and I was talking to the secretary today, Brenda, and I mentioned donations. She said donations have dropped way off. And I'm thinking, yeah, well, I'm getting a little old to make those high mountain climbs anymore, so I've tried everything under the sun to drum up money, to cut the cost of the network. Either people are going to support us. There's a lot of people out there to listen to us, and either they're going to support us or they're going to have to get down the channel and go listen to somebody else.
Well, that's their loss.
Well, it would be my loss and a lot of people's loss, that's for sure. Yeah, this network has really never really made money. And all the money that we did ever earn, it's gone right back into it. So, how vintage is the chocolate, by the way?
No, it's not vintage.
Okay. I didn't think so because it didn't taste too bad.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
British pro-life activist mom of five denied entry to the U.S. after months of online persecution. Dorothy Cummings McLean. The UK director of International Pro-Life Organization was refused entry to the United States today. Caroline Farrow, a British Catholic apologist and mother of five, the story says, this is a Microsoft News story, so forgive the political slant here, was not permitted to board her flight for Orlando this afternoon, even though her travel to the USA had initially been approved by the Electronic System for Travel Authorization, or ESTA. Farrow is a frequent guest on British media and is a UK director for Citizens Go. Your ESTA has been denied, Farrell told LifeSite News. An airline representative told her at the desk, but couldn't tell her why. It's kind of like asking Chase Bank, why did you debank me? We don't know. We don't have to tell you. She said, I've never been arrested. I've never been interviewed by police. I don't have a criminal record. Somebody has obviously gone to the U.S. Embassy. How vindictive is that? Farrow was going to Orlando to hand deliver to Disney World a Citizen Go petition with almost 500,000 signatures. Oh, isn't this the guy that owns ABC? Oh, that's right. Oh, gosh. Afterwards, she was to attend the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership Conference in Kissimmee, Florida. She had a return ticket for November 24th. Well, she's been the victim of harassment by online transgender activists for months because she has publicly voiced her concerns for children who are given hormones and surgery in attempts to make them look like members of the opposite sex. Activists for the transgender cause have fraudulently sent food delivery orders to her home, doxed her and her family, and even published photographs of her children's school. Now it looks like they may have made false accusations to the U.S. Embassy in London. One of Farrell's tormentors, Dr. Adrian Harrop, is currently hinting on Twitter that he is responsible for having Citizens Go director barred from the U.S. An absolute spectacle building and one of London's great modern embassies, but honestly, I always did prefer the retro and the kitsch qualities of Gossamer Square. As always, consular staff very efficient at dealing with my important diplomatic business, he wrote this afternoon. Harrop, who does not consider himself transgender, has made complaints concerning other women fighting for their rights in the face of men's attempt to redefine the definition of a woman. How do you like that? No, God did. And I hope, oh gosh, what would be the greater insult? Being sent directly to hell, do not pass go, do not collect $200? Or having God spit in your face when you get up there? Well, I think this Harrop guy just might find out. At any rate, folks, thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. You know, this show's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But be here tomorrow, we must. Please, folks, support us. Little hint here, this wonderful lady sent down 12 of those Canadian maples. Y'all have a few of those laying around, maybe? At any rate, please, folks, support this network. We got a lot of work to do, and we're going to be needed more in the future than we are now. And if you ain't noticed, things have thinned out quite a bit as it is already. All right, back with you tomorrow. Thanks for being here today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.